from Elmore, Ohio, and an organization called Two Villages from a Woodmore School District. We have Jane Klett and Peggy Myers. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're here to talk about Two Villages in a special conference or a seminar regarding youth suicide. First off, tell us, what is Two Villages?
Two Villages, well, first of all, thank you so much for having us come here this morning. Two Villages is a grassroots effort by citizens in the Woodmore District that that want to focus on creating an environment where it is possible to raise healthy and resilient children, with the focus on resilient children.
And who will be the speakers and who's going to be helping you out with this
right
event?
So on Sunday, this Sunday at 1:30 at Woodmore High School in Elmore, we're going to have a town hall meeting. There will be three panelists. Peggy Myers is here, and she is from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. We also have Ann Huss, who is a community member and a suicide prevention specialist, will be with us. And then Melanie White from the local NAMI, the National Alliance for Mental Illness, will be with us. And we're going to be really focusing on struggling with the unspeakable. Youth suicide, mental health issues, still a lot of stigma, a lot of difficulty talking about it and struggling with why our kids are at risk. And this is a town hall meeting in a panelist kind of scenario, and we're looking forward to being able to present these resources to our community.
Is there a particular reason why this topic was chosen for this event?
Not really. It's kind of an extension, I guess, maybe really and not really. It's kind of an extension of many of the other seminars and town hall meetings we have had through the years. This is our 13th year being a group, and we've covered a lot of high-risk activities, drug addiction and human trafficking and things like that. And this is just one that we have not had before. But we also know with the isolation from COVID, kids are really struggling and parents are really struggling with how to not only deal with their own issues from COVID, and how to be parents to kids that are also struggling with some of those issues.
Yeah, definitely. COVID has played a huge part in the increase of that. And just some of the things that the pressures and things that are kind of being pushed on students nowadays is adding to that. So can you give us a little bit more in depth on what will happen when we get there, and will it be like question and answer sessions and things like that?
Sure. The actual seminar begins at 1:30 and will go to 3. We will have 6 agencies with resources that's available from beginning at 1 o'clock while people are coming in, and then they'll stay for an extra half hour after we're done with the discussion. So we have 3 panelists, and we'll be asking questions from them, and they will be able to respond through their eyes. Peggy is with us today because she experienced suicide in her family and how her and her family learned to deal with that situation. And then we have a prevention specialist and then a mental health specialist. So everybody comes to that table with a different viewpoint. And so hopefully we will have information to give for all folks.
And Peggy, can you tell us a little bit more about the Toledo chapter of American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and your experience?
Sure. 12 years ago, I lost my brother. He is 54 years old at the time, and to suicide the day after Christmas, December 26, 2010. After that, our family really needed to find a way to cope with his death. It was a surprise to us. We needed to figure out ways to cope. So my daughter found the AFSP online and saw that they have Out of the Darkness Walk, which is an annual walk in October. And so about 20 years ago is when it started in the Toledo area. So we found that was available. So we started investigating. We went to the walk in 11, and then from there we just loved what they provided for us as a family and wanted to be able to help the community get that same information if they were to have a loss from suicide. So AFSP.org is a foundation that provides education, research, and advocacy for suicide prevention, and everything outside of all the AFSP chapters. They have one in every state, and they're all volunteer positions.
And so you mentioned with your brother, you kind of really didn't see it coming. Is that the norm, or is there sometimes signs that we can watch for to be concerned about and maybe start to dig a little deeper and, okay, is this person hurt?
Right. And that's, I think it's, yeah, not so much the norm you have. Yeah. So it's like, just that's what we're here for the AFSP, and for what I want to do is bring that out to the community of, you know, there are ways to maybe see, you know, Talk Saves Lives is a big program that AFSP has, and that is just so big that you really can talk to somebody, hear them, make them feel that their feelings are validated, that yes, that is, you know, that may not be anything to me, but to them, that is a big issue. But to talk to somebody that you can rely on, that will hear you and validate your feelings. And, but yeah, as far as the suicides, I think they are, maybe it's not the norm, but yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that.
Okay. So Peggy, kind of help us out here maybe a little bit. Give us a little insight. Let's say this happens here at the station. Sometimes we'll get someone that contacts us.
Right.
Maybe, you know, they're thinking about committing suicide, or, you know, maybe we see on Facebook that a friend or somebody that we know is saying, okay, something's wrong. What's the first thing we should do when we hear from somebody that tells us, hey, I'm having thoughts of suicide?
Yeah, talk to them, listen to them, you know, ask them. What my kids have struggled with anxiety, depression throughout their lives, and it's just finding either, you know, just somebody to listen to, whether it's just another person that you can find, whether it's a minister at church or a counselor, whatever, but getting them to hear you and get it off your chest of what's bothering you, what, you know, makes you anxious, why you feel this way. To be able to say, I feel like hurting myself, is huge for somebody to actually be able to come out and say that. So once they've said that, once they know they're not going to be criticized, or, oh, you know, so many of the things is, oh, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, get over it, you know, you'll be fine, that type of stuff, that's not what they want to hear. Yeah. To them, in their mind, in their little world, things aren't fine. And so if they can't be heard, if they can't find somebody to talk to and voice it, you know, once you say it and it's out there, a lot of times it's not a big deal anymore. If it is, there's medication, there's counseling. Make sure you get, you know, counseling along with taking medication. It all goes hand in hand. You still need to talk. Another program that AFSP has is Seize the Awkward, and this is geared a little bit more toward the teens. And it's seize that awkward moment to say to a friend at school, if you think they're acting not themselves, is like, are you okay? You know, it's okay to ask them, are you okay? Are you afraid? Are you thinking about hurting yourself? And if they say yes, is like, are you thinking of suicide? And, you know, keep going. But, you know, and then at that point, then I was like, okay, you need, you know, it would be best to, you know, get some help, talk to somebody, you know, who's more experienced in this field, that type of thing. But talk to them, get them to feel that they're, you know, that you want to listen to them, and, you know, they can be heard.
And it's certainly important for them to understand is they're not crazy.
Right. They're not crazy. And they're not alone in this. They really aren't. Once you start talking about it, I mean, my kids have, you know, they've gone to family functions and they'll tell somebody, and, you know, when that family member can say, oh my gosh, I've done the same thing. My anxiety, you know, gets me down. I have hard times, you know, with the, now we have seasonal depression, you know, so it's like, you know, we haven't seen enough sunshine around here. But again, talk about it and say, you know, when the sun comes out, you celebrate. But, you know, if they find a family member that they're not able to talk to, and, you know, again, somebody just says, ah, you'll be fine, everybody has that. And it's like, no, that's important to me. That's what I'm feeling. This is what I need. I need to talk and say, oh, you know, so sorry. I feel that way too sometimes. You know, I have you know, I have days where when I haven't seen the sun for a week, and yeah, it really gets me down. And, you know, you got to do things, play the music loud, turn on all the lights throughout the house, do whatever you need to, you know, pull yourself back up. But again, talk to people.
It's a town hall meeting called Two Villages. It's happening Sunday, March 19th at Woodmore High School in Elmore, Ohio, starting at 1:30. You have a definitely complete cast here of speakers and panelists, because you include that mental health illness, because and mental health isn't always, like we said, it's, you know, not crazy. Also, it can be a physical thing as well. It can be helped with medication.
Absolutely. And I think people need to understand that that we have PCPs, primary care physicians, for a reason. And you can share anything with that person, and you know, referrals can happen. The kids certainly can talk to their counselors and talk to teachers if they feel like they can't talk to their parents. And I think so many people think anxiety or depression has a little A and a little D, and it's just, I just feel low today, or I just, but anxiety and depression really is a diagnosis, a mental health diagnosis that can be treated. You know, if you don't have a diagnosis, you can't really treat something. So you have to get that right, correct diagnosis. And I think with kids especially, we need to be watching that they're not self-medicating. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids vape, and, you know, vaping is if you're 50 years old and you've been smoking since you were a teenager, vaping is a good way to stop smoking. But for a young, healthy teenager, vaping is, you know, it's an off-label use, and it is not healthy at all. But a lot of kids will self, and maybe adults too, will self-medicate either with vaping or with marijuana, thinking, you know, it helps me calm down, it helps with my anxiety, but they haven't been diagnosed. So they're self-medicating, not knowing what they're doing to their growing bodies.
So if you, or maybe someone you know, or you just have a heart to help people like this and to be better informed, tell us again what the event is, where it is, time, and where can we find more information?
Yes. So this is this town hall meeting in Elmore, Ohio, is entitled Youth Suicide, Struggling with the Unspeakable. We begin our activities at 1 o'clock with resource tables. 1:30 is the town hall meeting with the panelists discussion. We are meeting at Woodmore High School this year in Elmore, and that's at 633 Fremont Street.
Okay. Well, that high school, a little bit hard to find that right on a main road.
Right. You might want to Google that and put it on your GPS, because it's not on a main highway. Right.
So it's going to Elmore, and the friendly people of Elmore will certainly show you the way. And I think there's signs there too.
Right. We are on Facebook under the title Two Villages, and you can find us, you can send an email to Our Two Villages, as spelled out as one word, ourtwovillages@gmail.com.
And just show up. Don't have to pre-register or anything?
Don't have to pre-register. It's free. Bring grandparents, aunt and uncles, coaches, youth advisors, 4-H leaders. It'll be a good program.
And information for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention can be found at afsp.org. And it has so much information and resources. And don't forget, too, the 988 number is huge for a mental health crisis. Is a lot better than a 911 call. You get a direct contact with a mental health resource. And, I mean, even you can... Yeah, has a lot of information on that, and you can call and just, if you feel like hurting yourself or you're just there for everyone, don't be afraid to use that.
That's great. Yeah. Don't let it lead to a 911.
Right.
Call 988 first.
Yep.
That's awesome. Okay. Thank you, ladies, for coming in. And if you guys missed any of this, please contact us at the studio at 419-240-1937.